Hello and welcome back to our middle school podcast series. My name is Greg O'Neill, the head of middle school, and I thank you for joining us again. Today I'm talking about social emotional learning, or SEL as I'll refer to it in this podcast. I want to tell you a little bit about SEL, its impact, and Villa's own journey of SEL discovery and implementation. So firstly, let's kick off with what is SEL, or social emotional learning. So for this definition, I referred to CASEL, or the Collaborative for Academic Social Emotional Learning. It can be found online, have a great website, and they're the best one-stop shop for all things SEL, and they're a great reference point for educators who are passionate about SEL. Now, they describe SEL as the process through which children and adults understand and manage emotions, set and achieve positive goals, feel and show empathy for others, establish and maintain positive relationships, and make responsible decisions. So put simply, these are the skills that we all need and use to function in everyday life. Now, it was once thought that our social emotional skills were just skills that we developed over childhood and adolescence and young adulthood via parenting, schooling, and societal expectations and behavioural norms. This is why, for the most part, they haven't featured in the curriculum of schools until more recently. I've sort of heard them described best as we just learnt them through osmosis. But now we know that social emotional skills can be explicitly taught. And if they are taught, they have far-reaching benefits for students. Social emotional skills are malleable. They can be taught to young children, they can be taught to kids, they can be taught to adolescents, and they can even be taught and developed for adults. They're often referred to as soft skills, and there's increasing literature that educational approaches that promotes SEL can benefit students in a range of ways, both as they navigate the schooling years and move into adulthood. They include success in schools, workplaces, homes, communities, and allow individuals to contribute meaningfully to society. I read a great quote on CASEL last night. Social, emotional, and cognitive capabilities are fundamentally intertwined. They are interdependent in their development, experience, and use. Now, I know I've referred previously to different articles highlighting the importance of these said skills, represented by a range of industries, from business to education to medicine to trade industries, engineering, creative industries, and the list goes on. Employers keep saying that they're not just looking for specific industry-related skills, but they want leadership. They want relationship skills. They want negotiation skills. They want people to be able to self-manage. They need people who are self-aware. So a couple of years ago, Villa recognised the importance and value of social emotional learning. Building on the foundations established from our investment in restorative practices, the college established a committee, aptly named the SEL Committee, to take a deeper dive into SEL and the role it can play in supporting our young men. Now, the committee conducted a literature review, identifying crucial SEL readings and resources. Then the committee sought to create its own SEL framework. Now, CASEL offers a commonly recognised framework which depicts the five broad SEL competencies, and they are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship management, and responsible decision-making. Now, the college uses the same broad framework to underpin its own framework, but we go further and identify 30 specific social and emotional competencies that we aspire to develop in our young men. I want to share these 30 competencies with you today, and I'm also hoping to make them accessible to you via a link to go with this podcast. Now, I love this list. As a passionate educator and as a parent myself, these are the competencies I want for my kids and I want for our students. They are the gateway to happy, healthy, resilient humans who can interact in the modern world and have meaningful relationships and have a love for learning and discovery and be faith and have empathy for others. As I said, I really love this list. So it's broken into five parts, and the first section is on self-awareness. And these are the seven competencies under that banner. To be able to recognize and label your own emotions, to identify what triggers own emotions and feelings, to understand how emotions can affect oneself and others, to accurately recognize one's own strengths and limitations, to develop self-efficacy and self-esteem, to understand one's own values and how they are formed, and to develop spiritual awareness and connection. They're the five self-awareness competencies, seven self-awareness competencies. There are seven self-management competencies. They include goal-setting skills, both short, medium, and long-term, developing resilience and overcoming adversity and managing stress and anxiety, emotional regulation and impulse control, attention control and listening skills, ability to seek help when required and use feedback constructively, to exhibit positive emotion, hope and optimism, and identifying and integrating our faith in working and social relationships. So they're the seven self-management competencies. The next part is on social awareness. Again, love these competencies and love them for our to see them in our young adolescent men. They include identify social cues, both verbal and physical, predicting and considering others' feelings and reactions, to show respect and empathy for others, to understand other points of view and perspectives, to develop an awareness of an online presence and how to be a positive influence within a community, both locally and globally, to appreciate diversity, including gender, ethnicity, and religious beliefs, and develop a sense of social justice. So there are social awareness competencies. Two to go. Our relationship management section has nine competencies, and they include using skills to establish and maintain appropriate social relationships with both immediate family members and adults outside the family, to establish and maintain friendships with peers, to participate appropriately socially in group situations, to develop intimacy skills, which looks, you know, becoming emotionally close to other individuals, to practice tolerance and acceptance of individual differences, to have conflict resolution skills and strategies, including negotiation, compromise, and de-escalating skills, develop an appropriate communication skills, including awareness of self and others, verbal and nonverbal communication, active listening, assertion, etc., to resist appropriate social pressures, and to understand and exhibit leadership qualities and skills. There are our relationship management competencies. And then finally, our responsible decision-making. There are seven competencies here. So they include develop processes and strategies for making decisions, implement problem-solving skills when making decisions, making decisions based on moral, personal, and ethical values, negotiation skills, reflect on how current choices can affect the future, becoming self-reflective and self-evaluative, and finally, interactions and decisions made online and how they have implications and consequences, both positive and negative. So there are our 30 competencies. And what we're striving to achieve now within the college is not just finding avenues like personal development lessons where we can explicitly teach those, which is an important part of what we do, but also looking to integrate these competencies into our everyday classrooms and having our teachers identify which of the social emotional skills are relevant to particular lessons so they can be highlighted along the learning process. Now, I know in PD across year 7, 8 and 9 at the moment, as an example, the boys are covering on three different units. Our year 7s have just started their real game unit, which is like an introduction to careers. However, along this process with the 7s, they're going to be asked to make decisions that will impact the unit that they're on. They've all been given fake jobs. And they need to navigate a little bit of the world of work, understand how each occupation has a certain income, which may limit or restrict the type of spending that they want to do. It's a really exciting time and unit for our sevens. However, the social emotional skill that we're working most explicitly on here is how they problem solve and how it is that they make decisions and what decision making process they use. Our year eights are doing a completely different unit. They're working more in the social awareness space, and we're looking to develop their understanding of certain social justice issues. And each of the boys within their groups are working on an investigation into a particular social issue and highlighting how it impacts us in a local community or in a global community. So we're really trying to develop those social justice skills and build those empathy for others. And meanwhile, nines are about to walk into their identity unit. They're going to hear a number of presentations from staff, hearing stories about how their own personal identity has been formed across their life journey, and then apply it back to themselves as teenagers. Again, trying to get that self-awareness running, trying to recognize who are the important people in their lives, their own values, how they form that value set, and so forth. So as an example, our PD program plays a significant role in supporting the SEL development for our young men. Next week, I've invited Dr. Ashley Wright and Mr. Adrian Helwig. They're our college psychologist and college counsellor along. And we're going to have a look at the sorts of competencies, which are the competencies here that our boys most typically struggle with the most and need our most support with, and give you as parents some sense of how you might be able to support your own son's social and emotional well-being. So I look forward to you tuning in next week when we'll have Ashley and Adrian with us. And thanks again for joining in this week.